بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ.
Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind.
مَلِكِ النَّاسِ.
The King of mankind.
إِلَٰهِ النَّاسِ.
The true God of mankind. The true God of mankind. As in Surah Al-Falaq, three divine attributes rather than the name of Allah are invoked for seeking His refuge. First, mention is made of His being the Lord of mankind. Then reference is made to His being the King of mankind. Finally, His being the true God is asserted. Let us bear in mind the ilah has two meanings in the Quran. A thing or being that has no claim to divinity, yet it is being worshipped, and B, the being who deserves worship and is the true God, no matter whether people worship him or not. Ilah is used of Allah in the latter sense. The verse thus signifies invocation to the Lord, King, and true God of mankind, who wields total power and can fully protect his servants. He is able to protect man against all evil. There is no one other than him to be approached for such protection.
مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ.
From the mischief of the whispering, elusive prompter who returns again and again. From the mischief of the whispering, elusive prompter who returns again and again. As to the Quranic expression, waswas al-khannas, the former means the prompting of evil without its realization by the victim. This prompting is recurrent in order to misdirect man. Thus, the word waswas carries the connotation of repeated promptings of evil. As to khannas, it is used of the elusive prompter who returns again and again. Being the intensive form, this word is used of one who does so recurrently. Being an elusive prompter, he approaches man over and over again. When he does not succeed in deluding someone by his whisperings, he withdraws. But then he returns again and again. With this definition in mind, one should find out the meaning and significance of seeking protection against him. At one level, it is the invocation for protection against his evil. At another, it is protection against the evil of him who discredits a caller to truth. It is not possible for the preacher to reach everyone who has been exposed to negative propaganda against him. It does not befit him either to abandon his call and devote all his time and energy to refuting the baseless charges against him. He cannot descend to the low level of his detractors. Accordingly, Allah directs the callers to truth to only seek protection against such evil and then focus on their mission. Allah, being the Lord, King, and God of mankind, will deal with these evildoers. It is also worth noting that a negligent person is liable to be carried away by promptings of evil. He is inclined towards evil and the repeated whisperings prompt him to do evil. Thus he decides to in an evil act. This invocation is at the initial stage of committing evil. Allah's protection will eliminate evil at its beginning. Another perspective will be that the prompters of evil first incite people to indulge in unbelief, polytheism, atheism, or rebellion, or opposition to Allah and His Messenger. However, on failing to do so, they mislead believers into practicing innovations, or at least they prompt one to do evil. If they do not succeed in this, they incite one to commit at least minor sins so that their repeated commitment may entail some punishment for man. If one does not fall a prey to this, they exhort one to restrict himself to his true faith, without bothering to spread it. If one is resolute enough to withstand all these promptings of devils from among the jinn or men, they pounce upon one and try to discredit one, inciting people to accuse and abuse him. Then these devils ask that pious person not to bear with his opponents in that it betrays cowardice. Instead, he should take on his opponents valiantly. This is the last weapon in Satan's armory, which he employs for obstructing the call to truth and for distracting the caller to truth. However, if the latter withstands even this onslaught of Satan, he cannot be harmed in any way by him. The Quran states, "And if it happens that a prompting from Satan should stir you up, seek refuge with Allah." Al-A'raf 7:200. "And pray, my Lord, I seek your refuge from the suggestions of the evil ones." Al-Mu'minun 23:97. "If the God-fearing are instigated by any suggestion of Satan, they instantly become alert, whereafter they clearly perceive the right way." Al-A'raf 7:201. Regarding those who blunt Satan's last weapon, Allah says, "They are the ones endowed with mighty good fortune." Ha Mim Al-Sajda 41:35. "Not only the devils from among the jinn and men, but man's own base self prompts him to do evil. His false notions and base desires distort his discernment. The man is misled by his own base self," is mentioned thus in the Quran. "We know the promptings of his heart." Kaf 50:16. Little wonder then that the Prophet, peace be upon him, made this supplication in his sermon. "We seek Allah's refuge from the evil of our own hearts."
الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ.
Who whispers in the hearts of people.
مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ.
Whether he be from the jinn or humans. Whether he be from the jinn or humans. Some interpret the verse in the sense that the prompter whispers into the hearts of jinn and men. Taken thus, al-nas will apply to both jinn and men. They vindicate their standpoint, stating that the Quranic expression rijal, men, is used of jinn in verse 6 of al-jinn. Likewise, nafar is employed for a group of jinn in verse 29 of al-ahqaf. Therefore, al-nas figuratively includes both jinn and men. However, it is an untenable position.